All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is December 26th, 2026, to 11:14 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Ryan, your chair, you want to start?
Yep, Ryan Button, board chair.
Burke Young, board clerk.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our December 3rd meeting. Do they look accurate? You guys good with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
All's mother. So I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from the December 3rd, 2025 meeting.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So next up, quarterly expenditures. We're going to start putting the detailed expenditures. So Shelby's going to make a list. We'll cover that. So going forward, you'll see this on all the agendas moving forward. So I'll let Shelby kind of walk through that, and then she can go through fourth quarter financials and then the budget amendment we're going to need. So, Shelby.
Thanks, Michael. So board, this just came up through an audit process with another PID that we are working on. So I just want to make sure that it's really clear to the full board what expenses are being paid out each quarter. So as Michael said, you'll be seeing a listing like this each quarter moving forward. So this covers fourth quarter of 2025. Total amounts $3,427,520 and change. All of these for the most part, are through the project fund requisitions for project expenses, as well as some of the administrative expenses. Also included the interest on the contract bonds on 12-1, as well as the paying agent fees to UMB. Any questions on this?
I don't think so. Were those kind of our final fees to UMB because we moved from them to Zions Bank. So that was their kind of closeout fee for the three different bonds we
Yep.
had with them.
Yep, I believe so.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how he explained it to me. It's kind of a closeout final bill.
One thing I'm curious about is like on Zions where we have bond interest, help me understand what that is. Is that a that's a
Yeah.
the interest payment that the bond itself needs to make?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's correct. Yep. So Zions made that as the now paying agent on those bonds, made it to those bondholders.
Okay. And this report isn't intended to show any income. Like there should be interest income, for instance, that doesn't go on this report.
Yep, this is just for the expenses.
Okay.
So more detailed expenses, right? So you'll see when Shelby goes through the quarterly financials, there will just be a general expenditure line that doesn't break it out like this. So the outside auditors want to make sure you guys see the details, not just the broad expenditure line item.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Michael, do we need a motion yet on
Oh,
this?
yeah. Could we get a motion to accept the expenditure list as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept the expenditure list as presented.
Thanks, Kurt.
Second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right,
Okay.
Shelby.
All right, next up we have the unaudited financial statements for 2025 year end. Starting first with the balance sheet for the district at the end of the year, just under 10 million in total assets. Capital projects fund had about 3 million remaining in the project funds held now by Zions Bank. About 4 million was restricted for the 2024 A2 bonds. Those are the contract revenue bonds. And then just under 2.9 million restricted for the 2024 A1 and B bonds, which are the property tax bonds. Current accounts payable were just under 19,000 at the end of the year, and total fund balances for all funds just under 9.9 million.
So what do we actually have as of December 31? What is actually sitting in each of those accounts as far as a cash amount?
Yep. So these are the balances as of 12/31. So it doesn't include any activity subsequent to December. But this represents, again, for the 2024 A1 bond fund, this is the exact amount in that account.
Okay. And there's, are we only talking about that fund in this particular screen? Because there's three different ones.
Yep. So yeah, sorry, that was just an example. So then for, I guess I don't know, Ryan, if you want me to list these out. But these balances here are the exact cash balances as of 12/31 for each of these funds that Zions is holding.
Yeah, I'm more wondering about what we have access to, right? Like not, I know they're holding funds for interest reserves, like things like that. We can't draw against that.
Yep. So in this column for capital projects, they have three separate project funds. So the first one is for the A1 project fund. There's just over 1.4 million remaining there. And the A2 project fund, there's about 521,000 remaining. And then there's also funds in the 2024 B, just under 1.1 million
Okay.
remaining. So total, there's just about 3 million in project funds that you would have access to.
Okay. That was the call I was looking for. I was just trying to make sure I understood what the different.
Yeah, sorry if we can.
Oh, okay.
I've got a question really quick as well. On this pledged revenue fund, the 4,025,000, is that are those funds that have been paid back basically to the bondholders?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was going to talk about this a little bit when I got to this specific fund page. So this represents funds that have been received from the city for those contract fee revenues,
Right. Okay.
have not yet been paid out to bondholders.
Okay.
So
Is there a reason it hasn't? Because I was talking to Zions the other day and he brought that up, asking me if we need to send that back. And I was like, well, I've never seen the books. I don't know what's been transferred back to the bondholders or not. And I wanted to make sure with you guys prior to authorizing them to send that back.
Yeah, I'm glad that they reached out to you. It's been on my list to reach out to them since we prepared these. I'm making an assumption that with the transition and the timing from UMB to Zions, it didn't get made for that 12/1 payment because we would have anticipated a payment of this $4 million approximately on 12/1 for the amount of those revenues that were received. So I do think that at this point, Zions needs to make a like catch up payment to the bondholder for what's on hand.
I'm surprised they aren't calling and saying, you're 2 months late. Where's our $4 million?
Yeah, and I don't remember the timing of when all those revenues came in because they would have received reporting throughout the year through the quarterly disclosures that Michael's team helps with. Otherwise, there wasn't necessarily a scheduled payment to them of 4 million. But also somewhat surprised they haven't reached out to ask if there was going to be one. So, I think short answer right now, Kirk, is that yes, we need to ask Zions to make a payment, as soon as they can. And I don't have the indenture pulled up in front of me if there's specific dates that they have to make those payments on.
Okay. When you have his info then over there at Zions,
Yeah, I can contact him.
Christian. Okay. Can you copy me on that as well, just so I'm in the loop? I guess what I'm wondering, do you have like all the QuickBook files and stuff from UMB?
So we just have the statements and then we have the general ledger files for what we've been recording as the accountant for the PID. So we have the detail of all the transactions to date.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I just wasn't sure 100% if UMB had made any payments. Because what I don't want, we've got some of these funds that come in that are reimbursements from the city that are intended to go back into the project fund and continue to fund more projects. So what I don't want to have happen is we pay back 4 million when UMB has already paid back 2 million or something, and then we're using our reimbursement funds for the bond payments rather than back into the project funds for the needed projects.
Yep, understood. Yeah, the 4 million, this does only represent the revenue that would be pledged to the bondholders. So following this meeting, I'll email Christian. I'll just copy both of you and see what he needs to be able to execute that bond payment.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me go through the other pages here. First one is the general fund budget to actual. So here, part of the reason why we need a 2025 budget amendment today, the projections just came in higher than what we had on the budget when we were working on the 2026 budget. So total expenses came in about 59,000 compared to the budget of 51,000, primarily due to just higher than expected legal costs, which I'm sure Michael can speak to if you have questions. And then all of those were funded through the project fund. So we show a transfer in from those requisitions that were processed. Next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bond. So total revenues for 2025, about 274,000. This includes 156,000, which represents the 2025 property taxes to be collected this quarter. And then interest income about 118,000. For the expenditures, about 622,000. For whatever reason, we were off on the paying agent fee estimate here. We had $5,000. It was actually $7,000 that was paid out to UMB for their services in 2025. So also need a budget amendment for this fund. And then the scheduled interest payment on those senior bonds of 615,000. The next page is the contract fee debt service fund. So here revenues were just under 4.1 million. This includes interest earned on the funds that were invested through UMB and now Zions. And then total fee revenues that came in just under 4 million for 2025. Expenses, as we talked about, under budget because there was not a principal payment made. So again, we'll follow up with Zions to see what needs to be done to get that made sooner than later. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. Revenues here for the year about 10.7 million, which includes just under 200,000 of interest earned and then 10.5 million of those cost reimbursements that came in that were then reinvested and available in the project funds. And then just over 14.5 million represents the expenditures made for infrastructure costs. Any additional questions here?
No.
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. What I need then would be a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented, and then just to note that Shelby did cover the those budget amendments that we need. How we'll handle the budget amendments will be next meeting, we'll have a public hearing on those amendments, and then we'll officially approve them at the next meeting for the budget amendments. So what I need now would be a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the fourth quarter financials as presented, including the proposed 2025 budget amendment.
Thanks, Ray.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me throw up the last one is so we get our insurance through local governments trust. So I think I've told you guys before, most of the medium to small governmental entities use local government, Utah local governments trust to get their insurance. So it's a co-op. So everyone who gets their insurance is a member. The way they've been doing it with all of the PIDs and IFDs prior is we would just contract those through them. They would like us to become members. The nothing changes. It's still the same premiums. We are moving to a crime policy instead of a treasurer's bond for Lisa. So the crime policy covers everybody, and the benefit really is in the premium. So with the treasurer's bond, there was kind of a set premium. where now with the crime policy, it's based on your budget. So the more we spend down the bonds, the capital, and the project fund, then the cost for the premium goes down, if that makes sense, because those are tied together. So they're
Is that
just
based on just
asking
a
us to
snapshot
become
in time
members.
kind of thing? When it's the start of the year, or how does it work?
Yeah, we send them the budget, and so they'll see what the budget's going to be, what it is currently, what it's going to be. They base it off of what it currently is. So each year we'll get that reduction, at least in the crime policy side. The general liability is pretty much just a fixed rate, the 3,500. They might go up to 3,750. They might have increased it 250. I'd have to get back with Christy to double check, but they were talking about bumping that. So that one will stay consistent. It's really the crime policy is the one that fluctuates. So if you guys are good becoming members instead of just contracting, that's what this is about. So if you're
Okay.
good, can you make a motion to approve resolution 2026-01?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2026-01.
Thanks, Ray.
Second.
Thanks, Kurt. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Hey, just one thing. I am surprised that the bondholders haven't reached out. Your guys' bondholders are, they've probably reached out the most. So, like, they called or emailed earlier. They actually called DA Davidson on. So, Harriman City, Ryan, I don't know, and Kirk, I don't know if you guys noticed, they. Harriman City included two additional assessments into like October 15th instead of cutting them off at September 30th. So it kind of goofed up the numbers when you looked at the spreadsheet. So I had to walk through it with them and then send them the actual spreadsheet for the third quarter financials. So those guys look at your guys's quarterly reports all the time. And it surprises me if we missed a payment, they wouldn't have called like the next day that they
Right.
didn't make the payment.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Okay. Well, Shelby, if you'll work with Zions and Kirk in particular to work through that this week, that would be great.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, that's everything I showed. Do you guys have anything for us?
I have a couple of questions on, and I don't know if it's. We should talk about now or offline or something. Shelby, you sent me something on Saturday about a PID rep letter or something. Let's see here.
Is
Something
that the
about
audit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
it.
for the audit. Yep.
Okay.
So, Rye, what that basically is as the district, we have to tell, or we have to, that letter is saying all the information we provided was accurate. We didn't try to mislead them. We didn't give them, false bank statements or anything relating back to the 24 audit. So that's really what that letter is about.
Shelby, can you send that to me in DocuSign or something for an electronic signature? Okay.
Yep, I can do that.
That would be great. And then let's see if I had anything else I was going to ask you about. That was it. So, okay. All right. I think we're good. Can we look real quick at ahead at our next scheduled board meeting?
Yeah. Let's pull that up. So that should be in April. So we show it April 27th at 11.
127. That, yeah, that works great for me. Kirk, is that still good for you?
I was on mute. Yes, that does work. Okay. All
Okay.
right. All is well.
Hey, is it going to work for Doug?
We'll certainly invite him.
We'll see, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Ray.
Sorry, I'll second.
Thanks, Kurt. Don't choke.
He's still getting over his cold.
Yeah, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.